News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We were talking a while ago about Meta's AI glasses, and you brought in a pair to show us them because there are concerns across the UK in restaurants and pubs where they're saying, do not wear those things inside here. You were saying how popular they were becoming. Interesting story today. Meta is giving several thousand of them to the National Council for the Blind.
Yeah, 15,000. Now, I'm not a cynical person. I'm an optimistic person. It's a very interestingly timed... So let's take off the cynical hat for a second. So Meta has announced it will be donating 15,000 pairs of the glasses to Vision Ireland. And when you look at the technology and the assistive capabilities of the technology, they can be transformational. So as we mentioned on the show last week, they have two cameras on the front. And when you go into the Meta AI app, you can set it up so that the accessibility features are engaged. Then you can just say, hey, Meta, what am I looking at? And because the arms of the glasses at the back that go over your ear have speakers built in, and because you've your camera's on the front, the AI within the glasses can describe what you're looking at. So it would say that I'm looking at somebody with a cynical face on who's just like nodding, going,
Between you and Cameron, my expressions are on radio.
It's so entertaining. And that is very useful. I've had people on Tech Talk over the years who have said that either because they are partially sighted or even because of dyslexia, having the glasses helps them in certain scenarios. If you're in a restaurant, for example, now I often have to Google what things are on a menu anyway, but if you can't see what's on the menu, again, the glasses can read it out for you. They can read text, they can read handwriting, they can give you situational awareness, they can give you colours and colour descriptions and so on. So there's no denying that they are useful. Meta also says that it will pay for training for users who avail of the 15,000 that are on offer. If it's something that you're interested in, you can go to meta.vi.ie. And then that will then put you on the list. And hopefully, if you're successful, then you will get a pair of the glasses.
Now, obviously, the benefit to those who receive those is well outlined in what you say, particularly for those who may have a disability when it comes to their sight. The motivation for Meta, in any of the books that I have read about Meta, and you and I have talked about many of them previously on and off air, their altruism and charitable donations have not been to the forefront in any of the discussions at senior level that have been recounted. Therefore, you have to wonder, what's in it for them in this?
It's PR. And I think that's the, at the moment, yesterday afternoon, I spent most of yesterday afternoon following yet another significant court case that has started in California against Meta as a result of the addictive nature, or the alleged, in this case, addictive nature of the platform. They have had a shocking year. Just from a reputation point of view, if this case that just started yesterday, if this goes against Meta, one figure I read is it could cost them $1.3 trillion. So we're long past the millions. We've dipped our toe into the billions and we're now looking at the trillions. This is significant.
So is it your view that the reason they want the PR is for their general corporate brand, or is it to get over the early adoption hump on the glasses in the hope that they'll become ubiquitous?
No, I think this is purely to protect the brand. If you think about it, and as you said, we've read so many books and so many things about Meta over the years. Mark Zuckerberg set out, and he always says that the initial idea with Facebook was to connect people, to let your friends see what you're up to and to bring us closer together.
Initial idea of Facebook not to rate girls in Harvard?
That was the initial idea. We're talking about the initial idea. So that's what his mission was. That's what he outlined. Ever since then, and I think I always say it, Cambridge Analytica was a huge turning point. It was the first time the general public started to see the sinister side of Facebook. Obviously, it's become like a tsunami of bad news for Meta since then. And so I think what they're doing is, with some of the charity endeavours that Mark Zuckerberg and his wife do, with initiatives like this, it's not because they want to, in my opinion, it's not because they want to give back to the community. It's because they want somebody on the street to go, I know, but look, they gave all those glasses away and they made a big donation to research and all the rest. So they're trying to sort of game the system. For me, I think it's gone beyond that, but I guess time will tell.
But as you say, whatever about the motivation for the donation will be significant for those who are in receipt. And if you want to find more, Vision Ireland, which is part of the National Council for the Blind. And of course, text just came in as well saying, morning, Anton and Jess, please let your younger listeners know that the charity feach.ie, that's feach.ie, has Meta glasses available to loan to visually impaired teens and young adults as well. So you can either get in touch with them or, of course, with Vision Ireland if you're interested in being in receipt of any.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.